So what am I planning next for my lifestyle blog? Well, like I said, the ultimate goal for my lifestyle blog is to sell it for six figures. And the best time, I think, to sell a blog or a website is really around that 3-year mark. It gets to like a good multiple at that time. And that's when you can be looking at about 30 times the monthly profit of a website compared to 2 years, which is just 20 times. So I think 3 years is a really good sweet spot. Also, to sell a website, you really do need to start preparing for that a year in advance because you have to be really careful about anything you do in the last 12 months. And there's two different sort of sides to this. Now, one is, you know, it's 30 times monthly profit, not revenue. So what you really want to do in that last year is do as little as possible on your website because anytime you spend on it, whether it's you or someone else that you pay, you have to sort of account for that time and give yourself an income when they work out what your site is worth. So say, I think I only had to put $25 an hour when I sold before. But if you think if you work 10 hours a week on your website, that's $250 a week. And then over a month, you know, that's over $1,000. Times that by 30, and that's a lot of money you're potentially missing out on. Whereas if you can get your site, so you're just working on it a couple of hours a month, that is much more ideal. And so that's where I try to be at the 2-year mark so that if I'm ready to sell at 3 years, that I'm great to go. So this means I need to do everything I can in the next 6 months to get the site so that I don't have to do anything for the following year. Okay, or at least as minimal as possible because you still want to do some things like check your links are working, etc. And I definitely would want to do the annual update at some point because that is just so powerful. So what I do mean though is that I'll start doing things like link building. There won't be any more of that. I will stop paying for articles and I will only put up what I feel is the bare minimum to keep it ticking along. And I'll try and even schedule that in advance. Okay, so really, it's just rolling everything back. But at the same time, you know, you want the site earning as much as possible because there's no point you at 2 years deciding to stop work just because you want to get that multiple higher and just that your website earns less or it doesn't, you know, accelerate. Like, because maybe that 10 hours a week really does accelerate your income, so it's worthwhile. Really, these are things you should be thinking about anyway, right? Like, if you can't get yourself a salary of $25 an hour from working on your website once it's a couple of years old, then something is wrong there. So you just want to be extra careful that you're only using your time for things that will really benefit and raise your income. Okay, so really everything I'm doing in the next 6 months is just to get it to that point and then to just stop working. And all those things are just everything I've been doing already, although I'm already going to roll back a bit on adding new articles. I feel like it's going pretty well. I've covered a lot of stuff. And really, I feel like I just need that conversion rate to go up and everything will fall into place. And I mean, it's already earning good money anyway. But the reality is, you know, I have other websites I want to develop too, and I need to stop spending money on this site because I want to use the money it's earning to build other parts of my business or just, you know, to support our family. So yeah, for me, it's definitely about lowering costs anyway and trying not to spend anything on it anymore. The other things I need to do in the next 6 months is that I need to think about how much I want myself on the website and remove myself as much as possible. Because the other aspect when you're going to sell the site is that in the 12 months previous, you can't like do things like remove a whole lot of posts, for example, or a whole lot of images or anything like that because your income could be affected by that, okay? So when they're working out that multiple and they're looking at that average of your monthly income over the last year, so in that last, you know, if the month before you sell your site, you remove a whole lot of posts and you remove images and stuff like that, then it's not reliable the income you got before that. You know, so when they're working out what your site is worth, it suddenly becomes really tricky because especially things like ads, for example, you know, the more length on the page, the more ads, supposedly more income. So if you remove a whole lot of photos, for example, that could affect that. But all these things could affect anything, right? And the website really should be quite stable for that year leading up until you sell it. So I'm going to want to remove anything personal of me, really. It's going to change the site a fair bit. So that's something I'll do just at the 2-year mark and all of that. Now, I don't actually see myself selling it at 3-year mark at this point. Lucky, I'm patient. Like I keep saying, when it comes to Amazon AU, this is the problem again. I just feel like this website should be making so much more money. It really should be getting up at least to that 5% conversion rate. And when you look at what that is currently, That is such a massive difference in earnings if it gets to that. You know, if I can earn a couple of grand already, if I get to, you know, 5%, then I'm earning over 10 grand a month. And I really think that that is possible. But I think I'm going to probably have to wait a bit more than 18 more months, unfortunately. So I don't really see myself selling it at 3-year mark. I don't think it's going to be earning at a level where I feel it's worth selling. Because if I think it's just a matter of waiting, you know, 6 more months a year and then I'll get much more money for it, then, you know, that's what I would do. So yeah, I hope this case study has been really helpful. I'm always happy to answer questions about this in the comments below or in the Facebook group. You know, if you go to dnwcommunity.com, it'll take you to the Facebook group. And just because I'm not publicly publishing articles on this anymore, you know, I am happy to answer your questions. I'll keep you updated in the group or in one of my paid programs on how it's going. And of course, Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my blogging course, it really does teach you exactly how to do everything that I've done on this blog. Okay, how to get the SEO and affiliate marketing working right, and writing and publishing the types of articles that will lead to these results.